Well, this is DJ Phone. We're going to give Marnie Yule a little airtime here. We'll converse a bit because we're just a little bit early with Talk of the Town today. However, it's a good thing we have some extra time because, Marnie, for the past week, the Arizona Coyotes have been on an East Coast road trip. We haven't had any Talk of the Town shows all week, including yesterday. Nice to be back. What have you been up to?
Yeah, it's good to be back. Been crazy times. We're real busy getting ready for the holidays, but as we end the October, a lot of plans. We're finishing up with Halloween preparations as we support the safe trick-or-treat happening on Thursday night from 4 to 7 at the Findlay Toyota Center. So a lot of things are going on. We've got some new space we're moving into, trying to clean out some dusty old closets. So far we haven't found any skeletons.
Yet.
But it's good.
Just keep
it's
in mind,
good.
Halloween is just Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. And we're looking for those. But, yeah, things are pretty busy around the chambers. We get ready and most people don't realize that an event will happen. Like we got things going on. Valley of Lights will open. Mm-hmm. But those of us in that business have to prepare 2 months in advance.
Yeah.
And right now you're getting ready by doing all your promotional materials, making sure your ads are all ready to go. So that part of it, I'm always already feeling like I'm living the holidays before I'm ready to.
Well, you'll be hosting a Talk of a Town in about, looks like about 7 minutes. Who are your guests today?
Oh, my guests. Oh, I'm so excited because as we know, it's time for Northern Arizona's basketball. They
open right
on
around the corner.
Saturday, November the 9th. And so we'll have Ashley Stovell host, the vice president of business operations, and Jake Whitney, who's the media relations coordinator, joining me here to talk about all the good things that they'll be doing all season long with the Northern Arizona Suns. And then I have Megan Paquette from Yavapai College. I love Yavapai College. I'm sit on the foundation board, but they have an opportunity for you to get your degree almost free.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful program.
The YC Promise program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that with Megan tomorrow on my show.
So I'll be
spying on yours to get some clues for that. By the way, speaking of Ashley with her recent promotion.
Yes.
Congratulations on that. I remember Ashley, of course, from her days with the Sun Dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And that beautiful Findlay Toyota Center. I go back to my hometown of St. Louis where we had the great big hockey arena, which was built in 1929.
Mm-hmm.
And when, they joined the NHL in 1967. The owner was taken for a tour of the building he was about to buy. It was a white elephant in those days. And the building's engineers showed him some things in the catacombs of the building, little nooks and crannies nobody knew existed. This was 1967, and they showed them some shipping containers they had not opened since the 1930s.
Any skeletons in those?
Halloween just around the corner. Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious. So you'll have a good show today for sure. So what kinds of things are going on for the holidays with Prescott Valley?
Well, we got the Flying High Turkey Drive coming the Monday before Thanksgiving, and that's mm-hmm. That's a chamber-wide, not only ourselves in Prescott Valley, but Prescott go to the local fry stores where we collect turkeys for those less fortunate, and we work with our Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority, our police department, our National Wild Turkey Federation, the Yavapai Food Bank, and people donate turkeys in the fixing so others can.
Mm-hmm.
That's our big one. I mean, that's what we're working on right now. And also opening Valley of Lights, which opens on Thanksgiving night, which is about a week later this year, just the way the dates fall. So that will be on Thursday, November the 28th, mm-hmm. Thanksgiving night. It always opens on Thanksgiving, and it's open to December 30th. And I know that our master of lights, Jeff Schaefer, and his elves are out there working hard, getting all those lights set up and running, and got a new display. We've refurbished a lot of them because this year is our 20th year.
Wow.
So it's a big celebration. So we're adding some new things, and hopefully people are going to come out and continue to make it the holiday tradition they always have. And again, our volunteers make it a holiday tradition, volunteering as they always have. But, so that's the big thing is getting Valley of Lights and then on into December because of the way the dates fall. Our stroll through Valley of Lights where we walk through, it's close to all cars, is December the 3rd on mm-hmm. a Tuesday evening. And then our holiday festival lights, nightlight parade, civic center lighting all happens on Friday, December 6th. So it's boom, 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 boom.
You know?
So everything's going on right now. And of course, you know, with the Sun's opening, I'm a season ticket holder. So, you know, I've got that going. And then I'm also a Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions Club member, RAR. And we open our Christmas tree lot. We sell it's our biggest fundraiser of the year to support our efforts in the community. and that opens the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So my plate is pretty full.
I was going to say, now you've been with the Chamber for how many years?
Almost 14.
14 years.
Next year.
Go back to your very first year in the Chamber. How have things changed from then to now?
Oh, gosh. Well, we were booming at the time. Back in 2006, a lot of booming. Built the East Campus, built the Event Center, built the Rehab Hospital, so booming. And then refurbishing the Fry's. It was a little small Fry's. They moved it and made it into the bigger store. So all of those things were going on. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the recession hit. And so everything fell aside. So all the members and all the activities just kind of stalled.
Yeah.
And then... So we just survived and supported and helped business continue. We still built, Home Depot built and Hobby Lobby built back in during those years, which was surprising, but they were there, they made the investment, and they're very successful. But now we're back to where it was kind of back in the 2006, not so artificial though.
Yeah.
A general feel of people are moving here. They're investing in Prescott Valley. They love coming here to live where we've lived, where we found. And so it's a different feel from there, but it's still now the growth and how do you provide the services and products for those people moving here that want those amenities.
Yeah.
And
indeed.
Sharing that. But so it's kind of like it was way up and then we kind of dropped. But we continue to support, promote the community, support business. You know, that's what we do, whether we're at good times or bad.
Very good. And that is Marnie Yule. She is the president of the Prescott Valley Chamber. She will start Talk of a Town with your special guests in just a couple of minutes on today's Talk of a Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
Rebates.
What's the matter, Adam? Got a frog in your throat?
No, Lennox and Gettles are giving our listeners up to $2,000 in rebates now through November at Gettles High Desert Mechanical.
Well, they're going to have to buy a qualifying home comfort system.
To get their rebates?
0% financing is available, too, up to 12 months.
Rebates.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettles now at 772-2751 for rebates on Lennox. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S for heating, cooling, and now plumbing. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar brick-and-mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olsen's motto since the early 2000s has been, good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell, and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And good afternoon and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Yes, we had a little blip in the programming. DJ Phone stepped in and really took us into bringing into Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. What a great interviewer he is. I didn't even know what he was going to ask me. So I guess I can answer on the fly myself. And usually I'm used to being in the host spot, but tables were turned on me this time. But I'm excited. We've got a great show for you today, as we talked about a little bit earlier. My first guest is from the Northern Arizona Suns. It's time for some basketball. I've got Ashley Stovall. She is the Vice President of Business Operations and also kind of shy on the mic. We've got Jake Withy. He's the Media Relations Coordinator. But first of all, I'm just going to say congratulations to Ashley on her fairly recent promotion to the position of Vice President of Business Operations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm really excited about it.
Well, I've always thought that's what you did anyway. She was always the go-to person if you needed anything or something was happening, and Ashley was always right in the middle of it.
Yes, I kind of like that. It gives me an opportunity to learn and grow and dabble in different departments, so I really enjoy it.
So now you've got the thing going.
Yes, have the thing going.
Well, now pretty exciting going on right now, though, because you've got the promotion, and now you're right in. I mean, you always were, but we're getting ready to open the season.
We are. It's very close. We just started training camp this Monday. We're hosting a preseason game on Saturday. And then a week from Saturday, we have our home opener on November 9th. So it's busy.
Yeah. Okay. So I follow you on Facebook, and I've been following the draft because they've been posting a lot about the draft. And, you know, to me, that's just a strange world where guys sit in computers and cell phones and, you know, it's like the stock market. How do you figure out what they're doing? But, you know, bringing in players, and where does that take place? All in your offices over there at the Finley Toyota Center, or is that off-site?
So,
were you there?
I was not there. Jake was there. But it's all done down in a meeting room down in Phoenix at Talking Stick Resort Arena. And so it's a big process leading into that, and a lot of work that goes into it, that's for sure.
We call it the war room down there.
The war
and
room?
They actually work pretty much all night the night before, because they get the list of players that are available to be drafted about 24 hours in advance. So they have to sift through about 150 names, I think it's about, to see who we want to draft. And we had the first overall pick, so we had to see who was the best talent of the 150 people.
Boy, I'll tell you. So do you see film, or is it mostly just written reports of the statistics and where they played, how they played, and that kind of thing?
Yeah, a lot of film. They have there's some scouting websites, so they have a lot of access to players playing in college, playing overseas, and then they, of course, look at stats and everything like that as well.
So, okay, so who is the first-round draft pick?
We took Anthony Lawrence II. He played at Miami.
Okay.
He'll be a wing player. We were banking on him being a real good playmaker. He can pretty much do it all. And so that's what we really wanted to bring in, is someone who could do it all, Swiss Army knife per se. And so he should be able to. We're looking forward to that.
So how many players do you start off with, Ashley, when you start training camp?
I believe we can bring in 17, I think it is, total that we can bring into camp.
And then what's the final number on the team?
Including our two-way players, I think we can have a total of 13.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is.
So what is involved getting ready to open a season?
Gosh, there's a lot that goes into it. You know, one of the funny things is a lot of people ask us, you know, during the off season, hey, do you just get to relax? You get to go on vacation. And that's not the case. That's the busiest time of year. And so we're working on ordering merchandise, setting up the team shop. We're working on all of our game graphics to promote opening night, breast cancer awareness night, chamber night. We're working on commercials and marketing, We're also working on a lot of different things on the basketball side. We just had, over the offseason, we had our court refinished.
Oh, okay.
And so that was a long, lengthy process. And then we have to install court logos and get our season tickets created and printed. And there's just so many different things that goes into making a season happen that a lot of people don't see or know about because it's things that happen behind the scenes mm-hmm. before opening nights.
Right, right. One of the things you got out fairly early, I know you get your schedule done pretty in advance. You know, who you're playing, when you're playing other teams, when you travel, when you're home. You got out your special event nights out pretty early so people can know those special nights that you have giveaways or you're celebrating Bucket's birthday or, you know, those kinds mm-hmm. of things. You've got that calendar right out very quickly.
We did. That's one of the things that we start working on and thinking about and brainstorming as soon as the season is over. So as soon as the season's over, we all come together as a staff and we talked about what worked, what didn't work, mm-hmm. what were some of the things that we were hearing from the fans, what type of nights do they want to see. And then we really work on it during the off season so that we can put some thought and planning into it and have it ready for when the schedule is released.
So last year, or what's your experience since we've had the Suns playing here, what has been the most popular night, fan night?
So I would say in my mind, there's probably been two. I might be a little biased on one of them. when we first launched two seasons ago, our Aloha Fest night, mm-hmm. That was very popular. A lot of people really enjoyed that and loved it. And then last year when we did our Rodeo Clowns night,
right.
was very popular. A mm-hmm. lot of people loved it.
Right. And then I know that, what is it, the 9th and you got the 16th? The 23rd, is it? November 23rd is Breast
yes.
Cancer Awareness Night.
Yes.
So I know that many of us participated in that last year, and
yes.
we'll be back again this year.
Perfect.
Because we appreciate the fact that, you know, you bring that awareness out, but then support, you know, those fighting and survivors and just making a difference and those guys being, you know, as we say on the rodeo, tough enough to wear pink, but, you know,
right.
I love them. I love them.
Yes.
I have a lot of fun. Our season ticket's still available. If somebody's, you know, looking at it, because I know they're... The house is open. You can sit just about anywhere, depending on your price point.
Right.
But they're very reasonable, too, to get a season ticket and make sure you can get to every game.
Yes. Season tickets are still on sale. You can go online at nazsuns.com. You can go to the box office, or you can call our front office for more information. But, yes, season tickets are still on sale.
And how long do you sell those through to the opening night or until it's
longer
this season? You've got to get a couple games under your belt and say, well, you know.
Right. We'll actually continue to sell what we refer to as a season package a few okay. games into the season. So once, you know, especially for new fans that are coming out to the game, they come out to one or two games, experience, they're hooked. They're like, okay, we can come to every game now. Sign us up. What do we do?
Now, what year is this for you at the Sun?
Entering our fourth season.
The fourth. I was
yes.
trying to think. I was thinking, is it third or is it fourth? I know because I've been a season ticket holder since the beginning,
mm-hmm.
obviously supporting not only our team, but truly as a more of a football girl than a basketball girl, I've come to love it. You know, it is up close and personal in the Finley Toyota Center. I mean, you're not that far from the court.
Not at all. I mean, there's no bad seat in the house. It's such an inner great environment. I mean, yeah, you can't go wrong.
Absolutely. And the action is spot on. You know, you talk about the G League, developmental league for, you know, our Phoenix Suns. That they're playing their hearts out. They're playing for a spot to move up to the Suns, the Phoenix Suns, or any other, let's say, professional NBA team. And so people think, oh, I'm just going to go see, second class basketball. That is not the case at all. I mean, I watch strategies and, you know, like I said, when I see something happen and I think they planned that, it is amazing.
Sure. Yes.
It is amazing.
Yes. I think, you know, over the course of the last four seasons, I think we've had a total of
eight players
yeah.
called up.
Wow. And you know, and that's what it is. You get favorites and you kind of watch them and then, you know, you're, oh, they got called up, you know, but then you should say, yay,
yeah.
they got called. Cause that's what their dream is to play in
yep.
the NBA.
We have to celebrate it and that's what it's all
exactly,
about.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. So Jake, what do you do as the media relations coordinator?
I'm basically Ashley's supervisor. I'm just kidding. I'm the PR for the team. So I handle all the media and also the website. On the social media.
So you do the social media that I follow?
I do. So all those great posts that you see, those are from your street.
I have to tell you, outstanding. Outstanding
oh, thank
job
you.
On that. you know, just because it's a big deal to me, but I keep it up. And you find out so much by following a particular, like you on Facebook.
Yeah, and that's the goal, is to keep everyone informed about where they can buy the tickets, get them informed about special players that we're excited about, team events, everything that has to do with us comes through social. So,
well, let's talk about this preseason game that's coming up this coming Saturday, November the 2nd. What time? Who are they playing? And what's that going to look like?
Yeah, so it's a free event open to the public, so anyone can come on down. The game starts at 12 o'clock. Doors will open at 11 o'clock. We'll have some family activities for the kids and things like that, bounce house, face painting. And then after the game that day, we're going to have a meet and greet on the court with our entire team as well. And anybody who wants to join us for that, come on down.
And this is free admission.
This is free admission this Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. So doors open, what, 11?
11.
11, yes. So games at 12, and it's a regulation play?
Yes.
Just like any game?
Yep, and we'll be playing the South Bay Lakers.
Are they the team for the L.A. Lakers?
They are, yeah. So big rivals.
Oh, you know.
So if you're
being an old L.A. girl, you know, I'm thinking I've been to a few of those games. I make sure those are my nights to go.
We'll see you on Saturday.
And I cheer our sons, though. I'm just saying. I'm loyal to my home, loyal to my home team. Let's talk about opening night, November the 9th.
November the 9th. So that's Sparklight opening night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a rally towel. We actually just received them last week, and so I'm really excited about them. I think it's a fun design. I think everybody's going to love them. The game starts at 5 o'clock. The doors open at 3:30.
Okay, that's a little bit
earlier
than
that's a little different this season. Mm-hmm. So typically in the past we've started at 7, but this season all of our Saturday games will start at 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right.
And so doors open for this home opener at 3:30. And we'll have the live band, we'll have the rally towel giveaway, and family activities as well. And that's the first chance for fans to stop in our team shop as well and see all the new merchandise, hats, T-shirts, and all of that.
So the team shop will not be open on the 2nd.
It will not.
So, but if you get tickets for the 9th. And like I said, the tickets are reasonable.
Yeah, they start at $10.
Mm-hmm. Great night for a family, and I know that, you know, Jim and the catering, the concessions over there keep everything reasonable for families too. So it makes for a great family night.
Absolutely.
And you like it, you can get your season tickets or your partial season ticket.
Yes.
So any familiar names coming back that we had last year that people might know?
Yeah,
remember?
Our biggest name is probably Aaron Epps. He was our leading rebounder last year. So he's 6'10". You'll notice him right away. So he's coming back. We got Daxter Miles Jr. He was known for throwing down every alley-oop dunk that came near his way last season. And then we have Chandre Jones. He flashed at the end of last year with some behind-the-back passes. And then Trayvon Palmer, he's coming back as well. So we have four players returning from last season.
So when you develop your friends and you do have them back, you can see some familiar faces on the court.
Yes, exactly. Yep, those four. And Brett Burchard, the head coach, he's coming back
Brett
as well.
Brett Burchard's the head coach, and he's amazing. I'd want to get him on radio one of these days. I have to talk to you as
definitely.
Media relations person. You know?
There you go. That's
because I'm here you're for. Probably boss of everybody.
That's what I'm here for.
But again, tickets are available, and they can be purchased how, Ashley?
They can go to our website at nazsons.com. They can go to the Finley Toyota Center box office, or they can go to Ticketmaster to get them online.
Easy enough. Yeah. And again, the price points are very reasonable. But, you know, then again, if you have that kind of income and you want to sit courtside, take a look. You know, those are some of those are available too, and those are pretty darn nice when you're sitting that close to the action.
It's a lot of fun, and food and beverages included with it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So you can't go wrong. You know,
so when you factor that in, like what you might be spending, and come out, and even if you know a lot of, just make it a treat sometime if you're thinking about it. Just make it a treat and say, I'm going to invest in a really special. I can guarantee you that would impress a date.
Yes, it would.
Courtside seats,
like
you know, yeah. But you're there all the time, Ashley.
Well, yes. I never watch the game, though.
No, you don't. You're always so busy. Back and forth.
Yeah.
I have a question. One of the things. How do you get the kids that do the mopping up the sweat? For the lack of a better
term. The ball
term.
Boys?
The ball kids,
is that
yeah.
what they're called? Well,
yeah.
They usually call, I think they're mop kids.
Yeah, they're our court attendants.
Uh-huh.
So during the off season, we'll actually post that job posting.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll get a lot of applicants this year. I think we got between 30 and 40 applicants.
Uh-huh.
So.
It's
yeah.
always fun to watch them, you know, because, first of all, you don't think of that in terms of, you know, they're down in for a free throw and they've just been running up and down the court. Somebody's sweating. I'm yes. just saying. And so that's got to be taken off the court. Otherwise, you know, you have run the risk of a slip and fall. So they're very busy throughout the game. But I was just wondering, how do they do? I mean, it's like a lot of times it's younger men or maybe basketball players from the local teams or something like that. So is that a paid position they get?
It is a paid position.
I think
yeah.
people volunteer just to do that, just to wipe sweat up, you know. But a lot of fun. Northern Arizona Suns, now season's beginning. Come out on Saturday, November the 2nd, 12 o'clock. Doors open at 11 for the preseason game. There's mm-hmm. no charge to attend. And you can meet all the players afterwards. That is the coolest thing. But then again, opening night, November the 9th. You do not want to miss that. It's going to be full of fun, activities, music, good stuff going on. Rally towels, first 1,000 people that get there. So, well, I got to get there early now. I got to have my rally towel. Ashley Stovall. So good to have you. Congratulations. Have a great season. Bring
Thank you
back maybe halfway through and see how everything's going.
Absolutely.
And of course, Jake, good to have you and even got you to say a few words.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having us on.
Good to have you. We're going to take a short break here and we'll be right back on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM and KQ&A.com.
Nights, changing colors, and heavy jackets are all a part of football season here in the Central Highlands. This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. My favorite sport is football, and we're proud to help support our local high school teams. There's nothing like going to a game and cheering on your team in the crisp, cool fall air. So get out there on Friday night and support your local team. And please don't forget about your local businesses. Shop local, be local. Learn more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Have you noticed the air is cleaner in Northern Arizona? Let me tell you about Patriot Disposal's fleet of alternative fuel trucks. Patriot Disposal's research and development team has built and operates Northern Arizona's only compressed natural gas fuel station and fleet of CNG trucks. These trucks do not use any diesel. Zero diesel. That reduces air and noise pollution. Call the only trash hauling service to bring this clean, quiet, and friendly technology to your neighborhood. Patriot Disposal. 775-9000 or 203-9995.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I'm joined by Megan Peckett. She's at Yavapai College. She is the Promise Coordinator. And we'll talk about Promise in just a minute because Yavapai College is one of my favorite places and such an asset to our community. But Megan was just telling me that she's performing in Phantom of the Opera, which opens, I think, in two weeks.
About 2 weeks, November 14th.
November 14th, and that runs two weekends. So we're talking about Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera, which is world-renowned and one of the most incredible musicals I've ever seen. Visually, the vocals, the music, everything is just such a immersion of taking you away to this wonderful world of the Phantom. But anyway, yes. So what are you doing in it?
I am playing one of the confidants, which is part of the ensemble and chorus. We just perform, there's like confidants and fops for the gentlemen, and we perform in like five of the ensemble numbers.
Oh, fun.
So it's really exciting.
So you sing or dance or both?
A little bit of both. Uh-huh. But there is actually a group of a ballerina chorus or a dance chorus. So they're beautiful. They're actually dancing on point, which is...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This is going to be an amazing production, everyone. I just want to tell you. So look up, go to yc.edu or pac.com. Press ypac.com. Yep, my College Performing Arts Center. ycpac.com, and you can purchase tickets. And again, it opens on November 14th, but this is something you do not want to miss. I saw Yavapai College production of Mary Poppins in the spring, and it was totally amazing.
Yes.
With Bert walking upside down and Mary Poppins actually flying. So the technology and what they bring to the stage at Yavapai College is second to none. So, you know, you don't want to miss this. And then just look for Megan.
Yes.
All right, Megan, let's talk about your real job here.
My real life.
Your real life. But that's the fun life. I would love to do something like that. Okay, Yavapai College Promise. Why don't you tell us what that's about?
Absolutely. So the Yavapai College Promise is Yavapai's promise to offer students a tuition-free degree. We just started Cohort 1 this fall. Mm-hmm. We have about 200 students.
Wow.
And what's so exciting is we launched this in like March, April with kind of like a hope of getting it out to the schools and getting all the information out there. But what their plan is the students who started in fall, they have to finish their associates in 2 years. And any tuition they pay out of pocket, we will refund them at the end of the 2 years.
Wow. So if they file their FAFSA, get federal, you know, government, Pell Grants, things like that. But it's the other part of the tuition that's not covered that you will pay them back.
Correct.
So, and you have 200 students taking advantage of that.
Yes.
Now, is there a time frame when they have to complete their associates?
Has to be in 2 years. We say seven semesters. So if they graduate in May, they have summer and then fall, spring, summer, fall, spring, summer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So the nice thing is, you know, students may have done maybe college classes while in high school, or if they take advantage of summers, maybe they don't have to go like super full time. They can maybe take, you know, three or four classes, take some summers. Or if you've done dual enrollment, we actually already had our first graduate this summer. She only had two more classes to finish her associates and we refunded her two classes.
Oh my, what? Who came up with that idea? That's brilliant.
Well, Tennessee.
I mean, who wouldn't take advantage of that?
It's
I know
so
it's
amazing.
A commitment. I mean, but the long term is that you get your money back for going to college.
Yeah.
You know, the commitment is finish it in seven semesters, and that's carrying a full load. But there again, the end result is you get your tuition back.
Exactly. And with that student who took the two summer classes, I think she might have forgot she signed up. So when we're like, oh, hey, here's like your tuition for your two classes back, like $500 or $600. She was like, wait, really? We're like, oh, yeah.
My goodness.
So, you know, whether you have scholarships, you have FAFSA, even if you can get like $100 back, you know, maybe you paid $25 a semester because your Pell Grant didn't cover $25.
Right.
That still might be $100 that goes right into
But now
pocket.
We are talking tuition, not books and living expenses or things like that.
Correct.
Right. Is this for any course of study for an associate's degree?
Any degree. So it does have to be a degree, not a certificate.
Okay.
I think except aerospace, because that would be like helicopter airline and those programs are very expensive. So,
and a little bit more complicated.
Yes.
Right.
But even nursing and radiology do qualify. And actually, because those are two-year programs, we give extensions for those. So they have additional semesters to complete that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you kind of have to get in. And then it's 2 years.
That's right. That's right. So how does a student, let's say we've got students in high school that are looking for the continuing education opportunities, find out about this?
So Yavapai College does have early college advisors in a lot of the county high schools, charter and public. And they can talk to them. We have Ann Stockson. We have Christina Peppel, Chelsea Klein. So if you recognize those names, go find those ladies. They are all amazing, and they can help talk to you about the promise. And then there's also myself, and Brady Rhodes is the advisor for the program.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at Yavapai College. We're at the Prescott campus and Verde. So again, if you have questions, come find us. But actually, November 1st is when Cohort 2 is going to be open. So we'll be accepting new students for next fall already.
So it's on a yearly schedule, not a semester schedule?
If students do graduate early or they get their GED early, they can start spring.
Okay. Okay, I see what you're saying.
There's only a handful of those, though, so we do operate on a yearly.
So what we're looking at is seniors that are graduating this May, let's say, can go and sign up now for
summer and fall, yeah.
Summer and fall of next year, 2020.
Yes.
And start the program.
Absolutely.
And what kind of, what's required to start the program?
You have to be an Arizona resident, a Yavapai County resident, and graduate from a Yavapai County high school or be homeschooled with a Yavapai County address and be graduating this semester or finishing your GED.
Mm-hmm.
So if you graduated like 2 years ago, you would not be eligible. So it's like current.
Current, okay.
Yes.
You can't go back and say, I want to do do-overs.
I know. That would be
amazing. I'd like to do do-overs.
I know.
I just go to Yavapai College and I walk around the campus and I think, why can't I do-over? Because it's a beautiful campus, just such a wonderful vibe out there with the student body, the instructors, everybody, the administration, even, you know, getting and talking to the students and being a part of that whole campus life, plus the Performing Arts Center and all of the other buildings that you have there.
Yeah,
that
the athletic teams.
Oh, absolutely.
There's so
go
much.
Go Rough Riders.
I know. Gotta get that gold and green.
Mm-hmm.
But what's so amazing is the campus is so vibrant. And there's so many amazing programs. I mean, nursing and radiology are very well known. But, you know, viticulture and enology over on the Verde side. C-Tech has some amazing programs with automotive that are even degrees.
Mm-hmm.
We actually do have a student finishing his automotive degree this fall, so we'll be refunding that as well. So it's really exciting. But it's just amazing all the different opportunities and even programs, you know, I didn't hear about until I came here. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's amazing. Like,
mm-hmm.
Everybody needs to do that.
I think Yavapai College is a really great secret kept. And what we try and do is let everybody know the opportunities, because in addition to the Promise Program, there are a lot of other scholarship opportunities available, too. I sit on the College Foundation Board, so I know how much money we are raising to invest back into our students to make attendance at Yavapai College a possibility, that they can get 2 years under their belt and then choose whether or not they go on to university. But having it in your backyard, having the quality education that Yavapai College could give is amazing, and people need to really look at that and investigate that. Plus, you promise to pay their tuition back.
Absolutely. And, you know, what's so wonderful is, you know, spring registration's open, so even if you're not eligible for the promise, you can start getting registered for the spring semester now. Anybody can come. My mom takes classes just for fun. So do I. And, you know, it's a great opportunity just to continue your education, whether for work or just for personal.
Right. And you said if you don't qualify for the Promise Program, but you may qualify for other
financial
aid.
For FAFSA, for the YC scholarship.
Scholarships, things like that. So look into that. Don't just say, oh, I don't think I can afford it. I'm not going to try. Try.
Try.
You know, give them a call.
And we have a full-time student discount as well. So if you take 12 credits, 13, 14, and 15 are free.
Well, you look at the best deal in town.
You know? We've got a lot of amazing opportunities coming up.
All right, Megan, how would somebody get a hold of all that information?
Well, you can visit our website, so yc.edu. And if you were specifically looking for Promise, go to yc.edu/promise.
Okay, great. Megan Paquette, thank you so much for
you,
and what Yavapai College is doing to, you know, making sure that we have people taking advantage of secondary education and graduating with their associate's degree. Great job. Great job. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Short break here. When we come back, it's Chamber Spotlight on Business. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQNA.com, and we'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi there, Saver. Looking for a Medicare plan to help you save on more than just prescriptions? Medicare Advantage plans may offer prescription drug, medical, and hospital coverage. Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many Medicare Advantage plans, including United Healthcare. So when you enroll in a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Other plans may be accepted.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs, to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, watches, motorcycles, boats, flashlights, golf carts, lawnmowers, and light your homes. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Power up at your local Batteries Plus Bulb store or at batteriesplus.com.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Northern Arizona Republican Paul Gosar says there was no reason to have Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman testify about the phone call the president made to his counterpart in the Ukraine.
We already have the ledger. We have the actual phone call. So why are we putting more people in here? The president knows they're spies, not just from the intelligence services, but the FBI. So who can he trust? And that should worry every American. How many secondhand opinions can you get?
Phoenix Democrat Ruben Gallego says Vindman is doing the
respectable thing in obeying his oath of office.
He is living up to his duty. He swore an oath to protect the Constitution of the United States. He objected to the president's quid pro quo. It's very shameful these Republicans are questioning his patriotism because he was born in a different country. He made it known to his leadership that there was a problem, and now he's following through on his duty by making sure that everyone else knows.
Sunny and chilly with a nighttime freeze warning. Overnight lows dropping to near 22 tonight, 19 late tomorrow night. Very windy today and Wednesday, but a beautiful weekend is coming, with highs around only 48 tomorrow in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt before the weekend warm-up with sunny highs near 57 Thursday, 66 Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, late night lows around a breezy 28 tonight and tomorrow night, up to only a sunny and breezy 56 tomorrow. Thursday and Friday warm up to sunny highs around 66 and 75. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Prescott Valley will continue in just a moment on KQ&A.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers, to 25 years.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season.
Yeah, right now it's archery.
No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Bullseye.
After all, we're fourth generation AC and heating experts.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical in Prescott at 772-2751.
Arizona Lottery holiday tickets are back. With six new scratches and a brand new holiday fast play ticket, you can conquer the hurdles of holiday gifting with ease. So say goodbye to parking pitfalls at the mall, gift wrapping mishaps, and gift guessing. Candles for your mother-in-law again? Really? Give the gift of winning up to $250,000 with Arizona Lottery holiday tickets. Your friends and family will thank you, especially your mother-in-law.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back. It's time for Chamber Spotlight on Business. Got two great guests for you today. First, we're going to talk to David Sanchez. He's the owner of Mammoth Web Solutions. How are you doing, David?
Doing pretty well. How are you?
Good to see you. Good to see you. Welcome. So let's talk about Mammoth Web Solutions. Give me nuts and bolts about the business.
Okay, well, the basics is we're a digital growth agency. We help local businesses grow by ranking on the top of Google results.
How do you do that?
It's called SEO, search engine optimization.
Right, I've heard that. So there's certain things you can do so that when somebody's searching for you, you rise to the top of the list.
Exactly.
Is that the goal? Isn't that really a goal for people with a website?
Yeah, do you remember the Yellow Pages?
Yes.
When's the last time you used it?
I don't.
Oh, that's what I thought.
I know.
Because as soon as we got smartphones, everybody started using Google. So
although I tell you, at the Chamber, that's one of the most asked about items when people have moved here.
Okay.
They're mostly older people.
Sure.
But no, it's really true. They still pick up phone books.
Sure.
Me, personally, somebody asked me that. Yeah. It's my phone.
Yeah. Because honestly, nowadays, they've done research on all this stuff, and they say that 88% of the time someone goes to a local business, first they search them up on Google.
Yes.
They want to make sure they're valid. Want to make sure they're legit.
So is that the importance? I mean, with this day and age, with Instagram and Facebook, to still maintain a web presence with a website.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you have SEO, it's like being on the front cover of the Yellow Pages for free. The results are free. You're not paying for them. And that's why I say every local business needs SEO.
Mm-hmm. But not, that's not something that everybody understands how to make happen, right?
Yeah.
So that's where
it's,
you come in.
It's very complex. Yeah. It's an art and a science.
I think it's Greek. So I really, it's like, okay, that's why I'm going to have David do it for me, because I don't know how to do it. And it's a matter of analytics and things like that.
That's part of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would like to tell a little bit how I got into SEO, because it's so complicated. It's a long journey. So I'm an Arizona native. My family moved here when I was 15 years old, and I went to Prescott High School, graduated, went to Yavapai College for nursing, graduated from the nursing program. I love Yavapai College. And I became a nurse. I was working in the emergency department, and I really wanted to help people. I really felt inspired to do that. So I started a nonprofit addiction treatment center. I started helping people. It's called Life Transformation Recovery. And so we started that in 2014 and quickly found out it's extremely competitive to be able to help people. Most of the people finding our program found us through Google, which surprised me. They were finding us through our website. And so I had to learn how to do digital marketing in a really, really competitive industry. It's extremely competitive. So I had to learn how to do that. So I started this agency, Mammoth Web Solutions, so that the staff doing the digital marketing their payroll didn't have to be paid through the nonprofit.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah. And to this day, 20% of all of our profits are dedicated to being donated to recovery-based nonprofits.
And you have particular ones that you work
yeah.
with.
Yeah, our mission is saving lives from addiction.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know each other from the past.
Yeah.
And I've always admired that about you, is that caring soul that you've had on for people with addictions. And it's just, this is a great way that you're kind of still giving back, mm-hmm. not actually, you know, in the treatment recovery center, but still supporting it in a certain way that making a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, before my segment is over, I would like to give an SEO tip for local businesses. So this is called a first page map pack tip. Ooh, that's a tongue twister. From Mammoth. So the map pack is when you pull up something, like let's say you're searching for a landscaping company. You're at the top, you're going to have the ads, which most people don't click on those. Right below that, you have the map pack, which is at the very top. There's those three local results. Below that is the organic result, which there are 10 of those. So to get in the map pack, that's a very coveted position. So here are my tips. So really, really basic and simple. So listen, you might want to write this down. So you have to have a Google My Business listing, and that's totally free. You just verify it. You have to have a Google account to do that. It can be a Gmail account. So first you want to verify that. They send a postcard most of the time. You just plug in the 6-digit code and claim it. You want to make sure, once you can claim it, you want to go in there and make sure everything is accurate. So that's number one. Make sure everything's accurate on there. Correct website, phone number, address, all that good stuff. Number two, you want to list all of your services in depth and accurately. And then you want to post lots of images and videos on a regular basis, because it's like a social media. You can actually upload to that. If you do it on a consistent basis, even if it's just once a day, once every couple of days, it's super, super powerful. And the results you get are this. You'll get more views, more phone calls, and more clicks to your website.
That's on upload to Google My Business.
That's on Google My Business, yes. And that maximizes your chances of getting in that map pack in the top three positions.
Okay, that's great tips. But I bet David knows more of them and how to help you with your business. So, David, how would somebody get a hold of you?
Just check out our website on mammothwebsolutions.com. If you want to see how you rank, go to our news tab. You can plug in a keyword that you're wanting to rank for and a competitor, and you'll see what you can do to improve those. And that's for free on our website.
Oh, great. And your phone number, or how somebody, just go to your website, they can connect with you there?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, of course, you're doing it all digitally and, you know, in that crazy way that I'm still slow on. But David, so good to see you. Thank you for joining us again. 20% of all the services part that you take in go back out to serving those with addiction.
That's
right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Next guest is Edwin DeVries. He's a certified arborist working. He's with Zebrascapes. Welcome, Edwin.
Hi.
How are you?
I am fantastic.
Okay, so tell us about Zebrascapes.
Zebrascapes is a general landscaping company that does everything that you would think a typical landscaping company would do, but we have much more. We do fire pits, outdoor kitchens, pergolas, artificial turf, decorative rock. But we just started a new tree division about 5 months ago that we're really excited about. Obviously, I'm excited about it since I'm the certified arborist there.
Or as he called himself, the tree guy. The tree guy. So people looking to have their trees trimmed, removed, they would contact you?
Yes.
Or Zebrascapes, and you would come out?
Yes, they would contact the office and get a hold of me. It's about the proper time. The trees are almost dormant, so it's almost the proper time to be pruning your trees. Most people think, you know, the summer when they're getting full and heavy, that you want to prune them then, but, you know, the bugs are out then, and your trees are so busy growing, they don't have any energy to heal. So the winter time, when the bugs are less active and they're not growing, they can spend all that energy to heal, and the bugs aren't after them.
Okay, well, I have a couple trees. Ask a question. I have a couple trees in my backyard that have been there, probably planted in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
When do you know whether or not you should get them pruned? I mean, I love the shade. I know they're big. But to me, they kind of look ratty inside with a lot of sticks and, you know, crazy-looking branches.
So you want to get – when you trim a tree, you want to get the sunlight penetrating through it. You want every leaf to be working. So – if you can get the proper amount of sunlight shining on every leaf, your tree is just being fed at its maximum potential because it's just hitting every leaf. If it's just full canopy on the outside, you have all these leaves on the inside, they're not producing anything, and they're just soaking up nutrients, robbing from the rest of the tree. So you prune it so the sunlight can get through, but also the wind can get through too, and then that will cut down on fungus.
Oh, okay. So let's say somebody in my case would call Zebrascapes, ask for an estimate on pruning the trees, and you would come out and kind of tell me, yes, you need it, or
yes,
not this year, maybe next year, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I would actually personally come out let you know, yes, your tree does need to be pruned. No, it doesn't. Your tree has bugs. Your tree's been struck by lightning.
I've been thinking about that. I looked at it all summer long and thinking, you know, maybe I should do it, but I have no idea.
Well,
so,
give me a call.
I'm going to give you a call. So you do a lot of things over there. I mean, just about everything for your yard and home landscaping, and then also the trees. But you were telling me when we were talking outside before the show that you've also got another, let's see, division of Zebrascapes.
Yes. This year we are actually doing holiday decorations. We're putting up Christmas lights for people. You know, around the trees, around their home, all professionally done, designed. Also, you can get a free estimate on that. We put it up and we take it down, so you don't have to worry about anything. You know, no hassle, no tangled cords, no going to storage, none of that. We'll come out and take care of it all.
Then you were telling me also that you store it.
Yes.
It's your lights.
It's our lights, yes.
So do you have like a catalog that we say, okay, I want a snowman here and I want some lights, icicles down the front, that kind of thing?
Yes, we just kind of get your design and kind of go with what you want and, you know, go from there. And like I said, no storage, no garage.
I love that.
Yes, no ladders for you guys anyways.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, that's the roof. Wow. So, and depending on the size of your home or how much lights you're using or the, you know, how fancy you might get.
Right.
Depends on the cost.
Yeah, how elaborate it is, you know, and the size of your house, you know. But we would walk around, work with your budget, you know, let you know where we could go with what you want to work with. Or if you want the whole shebang, we'll give it to you.
I know. We were just talking also, you know, it's like, that's a brilliant idea. I mean, I've been seeing people on the next door asking, does anybody, you know, especially people who just moved here, that so now this is great to know that you do this, because they're asking, who does Christmas lights? And I always thought, your husband. Yeah. Except when you don't have one, or then it's your son or your dad, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, this is a great idea, and I'm probably going to call you for that too.
Great.
Holy smokes, you know, I'm just going to keep you guys busy for a while.
Please
I've got
do.
Some papers. I got a whole bunch of things. So how would somebody get a hold of you, Edwin?
you could look at our website, zebrascapes.com, or you could just call the office, which is 928-830-4061.
And for any of your landscaping needs, or call and find out if you have a particular service you want and you don't know if they do it or not, give them a call.
Yeah, we do it all.
And you have a website, right?
Yes. Zebrascapes.com.
Zebrascapes.com. Yes. Okay, I was looking at also your Gmail address too. But again, go to the website, you can check them out, and then again, give Edwin a call so he can come out and check out your trees, because nobody better than an expert in the field. And I think you know what you're talking about, Edwin.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you all. We're going to take a short break here. Thank you for our guests here, Edwin DeVries with Zebrascapes and David Sanchez with Mammoth Web Solutions here on Chamber Spotlight on Business. Short break here. We come back. Time to close the show here on this final show of October. Listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com.
Cool nights, changing colors, and heavy jackets are all a part of football season here in the Central Highlands. This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. My favorite sport is football, and we're proud to help support our local high school teams. There's nothing like going to a game and cheering on your team in the crisp, cool fall air. So get out there on Friday night and support your local team. And please don't forget about your local businesses. Shop local, be local. Learn more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Okay, it's time to say goodbye here for the last Tuesday show in October. Glad you've been joining us, and it's been a great fall as we head on into the Thanksgiving season. Just want to remind you, on Thursday, October 31st, starting at 4 o'clock, safe trick-or-treat at the Finley Toyota Center, sponsored by the Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions Club, and also Arizona Business League. This is free to participate. So bring out all your little boys and ghouls for safe trick-or-treat out there. We have over 50 different businesses, organizations, and individuals who will be out there passing out trick-or-treats both inside and outside. So again, Thursday, Halloween night, be there. And then again, we talked to Ashley. The first, it's a preseason game. There's no charge to attend, free admission on Saturday, November the 2nd, starting at 12 o'clock. Doors open at 11. And again, they're playing the Southside Lakers again. Yes, I remember that. And so come on out. Again, there's no admission. Bring the family and friends. And then after the game, the whole team will be on the court to sign autographs and take pictures. So you don't want to miss this opportunity to kick off our Northern Arizona Sun season by joining us on Saturday, November the 2nd. And then November the 9th, come on out. NAS Suns opening night. So have a great week. We'll see you there.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Genesis Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.